be cool, to get my grind on. But I need a good groove. I wanna lose control. Step in, I'm getting crunk too. Yeah, my world's bad. More than a little will do. But I wanna get dirty. Come down, come down. To the weekend, yeah. I'm going out. Woo, I'm going out, baby. Popping collars, dropping down.
Another show. Before we get on with the show today, I'd like to do a couple of housekeeping matters. First thing on the agenda is I'd like to wish all of our Canadian listeners a happy Thanksgiving weekend. Tomorrow is the Canadian Thanksgiving. So, yeah, that's to all the Canadian listeners. And the next thing is I've been getting a lot of emails lately. Asking about why we don't switch our time, that we're competing with football. Okay, well, I don't know what to say to that. We're trying to figure that all out. For now, we're going to stay at the 8 o'clock slot, and we'll see. If anything changes in weeks to come, I will certainly announce it in advance. But, hey, you know. It's always a competition with something, right? Either another show or whatever. Anyway, I'd like to welcome my panel. We've got Sean in the house. Hello, Sean.
What's happening, y'all?
Lions won today. And I guess I should... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying the Lions finally won today, 44-6. They stepped up to St. Louis. Yep, yep. Shouts out to them Lions. Oh, and another shout-out to my girl, Max. Love you much, baby.
Well, all right, so here's a little news. Sean had his birthday this past week. So happy birthday to you, Sean.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, on to Renee. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
And then, of course, we've got Chris. Chris, how are you?
Bumba clap.
Oh, and Chris, we figured out the other day, Renee and I, that we missed your birthday back in August. So happy belated birthday to you, too.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Renee?
Mine was in August as well.
Oh,
well, that's right. But didn't birthday. Now? Did we miss yours too? Yeah, of course we did. All right. See, so Lady Taz is missing absolutely everybody's birthday. So let's wish Renee a happy birthday too.
Happy birthday, Renee.
Happy belated birthday to you.
Okay, there. I'm good until next year. And believe me, I mean, I've been trying to set those alarms and things, so, you know, I shouldn't miss anyone's birthday next year. So listen, guys, let's get on with the subject today. Thanks to Chris, we found a great title for today's show, Baby Daddy Frenzy. That's the subject. It's all these women that are having multiple baby daddies. And the question is, why is this happening? And what are these women thinking? And what are these men thinking? So what I'd like to do is, like, I'd like to turn it to the panel right off the hop, and I'll comment a little bit later. Renee, why don't I start with you? What do you think? What the hell is going on?
Hard to say exactly what's going on. I think a lot of people are just interacting irresponsibly in some cases. In other cases, people are, well, I shouldn't go there first. People, it seems like marriage, the whole value of marriage and being in a long-term relationship is pretty much dying off. Most people don't value that. Then you have the half of population that values marriage and have sex out of wedlock and gets married just before giving birth to a kid. So there's more than one instance of this whole issue. You have people who have been married multiple times with multiple baby daddies, as well as those people that are just out there, never been married, and have four or five, six baby daddies. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Sean, what do you think? What's going on? Did we lose Sean somewhere in the shuffle? Okay, Chris, let me turn it to you. I mean, he was so busy shouting out to everybody that now when the show started, he's nowhere to be found.
Oh, I'm here. Hush.
All right.
Go
well,
ahead.
Then answer the question.
Go ahead. Let Chris go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, my opinion of it is women are a little bit more whorish than what they want to let on. And a lot of them don't really have that common sense. I mean, they don't look, you know, past what they can see at the moment. You know? It's like, okay, everybody know how hard it is financially. You know what I'm saying? It's hard financially just for yourself. But you're trying to think of feeding another mouth. But, yeah, you're having fun. You don't think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden when it happened, you know, you don't take the time to learn from your mistakes. So then you end up doing it again, and then you end up doing it again, and next thing you know, you got, you know, shit, six kids and five baby daddies and shit. So I know a chick got seven kids and four baby daddies.
Oh, okay. My God.
I mean, and it was a trip because, you know, we used to always be like, you know, once you get your tubes tied, and what was one of her comments? If God want me to have children, then I'm going to keep having children or some shit like that. Now, I was like, well, God going to cut you a check? Shit, I mean, you know, what? I mean, because, I mean, that shit was, it just was outrageous to me that a person would even think to try to have, but you know, had a many kids during this time period, you know, and stuff like that. And just to me, it's like, say, people don't take the time to think about the future, you know what I'm saying, or what's going on, you know, past what they can see at the moment.
Okay, and we've got someone joining us from the internet. Can I ask who's on the line? Is someone on the line calling in from the internet? Okay, maybe they don't want to be identified. Okay, Sean, what do you think? What's the story? What's going on with all these baby daddies?
I think they are suckers. Flat out. No, seriously, I agree with Chris and Renee. They not thinking about the future. They think about what's here right now. As long as they lay down, get that nut, get their orgasm or whatever, they fine. It's all good. They don't think about the repercussions and the consequences until afterwards. Then you got the guys out here that don't give a shit, walk off, leave the baby and the mama, and, you know, that's typical. And then you got the mamas out here, they so damn young, trying to raise a baby, and they ain't been raised right, you know, and then it's a struggle. And then instead of being the parent to the child, you become a friend to the child. Y'all hanging out, getting high together and all that type of shit. So, I mean, it's fucked up on both parts. I blame both of them, everybody, men and women.
Well, yeah, and but see, the thing is, for this show, I'd like to take a look at the women because I did some research on the subject, and let me tell you, there is no end to the articles that are blaming men, you know, men not taking responsibility, men, you know, impregnating women, men this, men that. Now, I found only a couple of articles where there was some sort of message for women. Or asking women, why the hell are you doing this? Where is your brain? See, I look at it this way, okay? Women have all kinds of excuses and explanations that I've read. You know, one is, well, they don't want to wear a condom, you know. And this isn't even getting into the whole issue of AIDS and unprotected sex and all that stuff, okay? But one of the things that a lot of women wrote was, well, you know, men don't want to wear a condom. Or number two, well, he told me he wanted to have a baby with me. Or, you know, and just like this endless charade of excuses. And the way I look at it is, it's your body. So you have an obligation, irrespective of the man, to take control of your own body and to determine for yourself what you will or you will not do. And so if you set the rule for yourself or set the standard, I'm not going to have unprotected sex. And I'm not going to take the risk of getting pregnant without being married or without having some, you know, commitment, we're living together or something, okay? It's on you. That's how I look at it. What do you guys think of that statement?
Well, I agree 100%.
Yeah, I do too. But you know what? Back in the day, before they came out with all this new, these new policies with welfare and food stamps and all that, they would give the women so much money for each kid that they had. That was one reason why some of the women kept having baby after baby after baby after baby. It was all about that money. They wanted that money.
I actually read that somewhere too.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Renee. Sorry.
I don't believe in that because it's not like that money took you above the poverty level. You're still
in
poverty. I think more so that women are just stupid, desperate. Many of these women that fall into those situations, they're desperate for a man. I myself have spoken to plenty of women in this type of situation, and each and every time they felt like they were loved by this man. And the man, pretty much, he put on whatever show he needed to get what he wanted from her until she served a certain need or fulfilled a certain level of need for him. Then he was done away, you know, done with her. So, I mean, you've got women who just have poor self-esteem to start with, who are easy to be manipulated, and just fall victim to being used over and over and over again. And no, they don't learn the lesson. And that's where I always tell people, you know, you've got to first have love for yourself. Nobody's going to love you. But it's
like
a hard pill to swallow, and nobody really totally understands that concept until they're there, until they actually have some love for themselves.
Right. But
well,
you
know,
Renee,
I have to say, I can appreciate that somebody could get caught up that way, you know, oh, I really thought he loved me, you know, one time. Maybe even two.
Well, I said
but
that.
We're looking four,
lie.
Five, six. Huh?
Well, that's part of what I said. I don't understand not learning the lesson, but not everybody does.
Well, but this isn't the minority anymore. This is becoming a majority. This is becoming a lifestyle choice. This is becoming a trend. And what's happening is they're having these kids that they cannot support, that they cannot take care of, and Lord knows can't discipline or raise properly. So we're having this whole, you know, generation of children who are sort of out in the streets trying to raise themselves.
That's not necessarily true for everyone's situation.
I'm not saying everyone, Renee. I'm not saying everyone, right?
I don't even feel
right?
It's the majority.
Okay.
She asked you a question, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear it because there's something. There's some noise in the background. Is somebody cooking?
No, the can kicked over.
Pardon?
Can kicked over.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry. What did you ask me, Renee?
No, I just said I didn't feel it was the majority.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, okay. You
didn't.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think it is the majority. I think that women have just totally lost all self-respect. And have no rules and no guidelines for themselves and are just, hold on one second, guys. I've got someone else calling in. Can I ask who's on the line?
No, you can't.
Oh, of course not.
Hey, Taz.
Hello, Joe.
How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not bad. So you got the baby daddy frenzy topic tonight, huh? Okay.
That's it, exactly.
All right.
So what would you like to add to this mix here? When I did some research on this, I don't know if you caught it, but I found a lot of articles regarding men and their blame in this and,
uh-huh.
You know, whatever. But the articles against women were few and far between, and I found that the ones that women wrote actually basically made excuses for the situation rather than any kind of sort of enlightenment to say to women, we shouldn't be doing this. And the statement that I just sort of finished making a couple of minutes ago was that as far as I'm concerned, regardless of the man, okay, regardless of him wanting to wear a condom, not wear a condom, whatever his situation is, that at the end of the day, it is the woman's body, and as far as I'm concerned, it's her responsibility to take care of herself and to set rules and standards for herself as to what she will and won't do and what she will and won't engage in.
Well, you're right. Women are responsible for their bodies like men are, and that's the argument I've often used. No, I didn't catch anything of your show because I just got here, and look at that. As soon as I got here, I got put on the air. I didn't have to wait 5 minutes like usually at some other shows, so I didn't catch anything of what you said. But I'm agreeing with that. Also, men do have to accept responsibility in that they know that the law is against them, so they better rubber up, you know. But the woman in charge of her body, she has the veto power. No man can do anything to a woman unless it's rape or consent. If it's consent and the woman knows that she can get pregnant and she knows that the guy hasn't rubbered up, then she can't blame the guy. But the law blames the guy, and the guy knows that. So just for that fact, if not for anything else, he should always use protection unless he's in a committed relationship and they both shared blood papers.
Mm-hmm. Now, you may find this an interesting fact, guys, but one of the things that came out, and I have to say that this is my own experience in working in the community, that a lot of women don't even go after the men for support. They don't go to the courts and actually get any sort of documentation to bring him forward so that he has to pay support. which is another thing that I find really sort of amazing. And if we take it from a purely economical standpoint, while these women are having five or six children by five or six different men, at the end of the day, who ends up paying for those children is society.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, taxpayers, yeah.
Right.
But the woman, look, I'm always blaming the woman for most of the situations because I don't want to hear, I am strong, independent, I am a woman, hear me roar. First time you have a baby, I can understand, okay, youthful stupidity, all right, or being brainwashed by society and trusting the man for whatever reason. But the second time, third time, fourth time, nah, that's like a woman who keeps getting beat, keeps complaining about being beat, but keeps going into putting her ass in her car and driving across town to the man who beats her. So after you do that kind of stupid thing a few times, I don't have pity for people who willingly become victims.
Right, right, exactly. And I think somebody else made that point as well, that, you know, you can understand maybe once. And maybe even twice.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get past two, like, I mean, just how do you explain all that? Sean, what would you like to add to what Joe just said?
I agree. But, you know, like I said earlier about the women that had the babies just to get that money or whatever, it's pretty much the same thing, just a different principle about it now. Because now they have the kids. And they take these guys down here to friends of the court and get whatever they can. And I mean, they be raping brothers. Trust me. I have heard classic cases, and I have been in the courtroom when these judges hand down these decisions on what these guys got to pay. It's an atrocity. It's sad. Because some of these brothers, they got to give up not by law. They can only take up to half your check. These brothers, I mean, these judges, they have it in for the brothers. I don't know if they're PMSing or what the hell's going on, but they stick it to the brothers. And just like you said, some of these women out here, they don't give a shit. They just don't care. They do it, and they get away with it, and it's just murder. It's highway robbery.
Hey, now, I got to come to the defense of the women on this particular subject about the child support. Because
you
whatever,
sound kind of far away, Chris. Are you away
right
from
here.
Your
just,
phone?
No, the earpiece was away. The women, okay, compared to what it takes to actually take care of a child, trust me. Trust me when I say a lot of guys do get off easy because if you're paying $800 a month, trust me, man, it costs way more than that to take care of a child for a month. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons why they need it. Because like I said, I've taken care of my little girl since they were born. But not until my daughter actually came to live with me did I truly understand the ramifications of what that shit was. You know, it was like, damn, everything she needs. I had to deal with everything she wanted, too. I'm like, hold up, shawty, damn, get a job, something. You know, make a kite, do something, sing a song, something. You know, shit, something.
Let me ask you
some gas.
Yeah, pump gas. Go get one of them little squeegees and clean windows on the freeway, something. Help a brother out. Because, man, kids will rip you off, man. Trust me.
Let me ask you something.
Understand.
How does a kid cost you $200 a week?
Oh, man.
How old is your daughter?
Mine is, she just turned 18, so.
18?
At the time, 17, when she was 16 and 17.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, it was, maxi pads and this and that, hair products.
And you bought all that stuff? You bought all that stuff for her?
Yeah, we didn't have no choice. She didn't have a job at the time. She works now, so I'm good to go. But when she didn't work, I had
$200. Okay, 16 years old.
I'm saying on a level of if a child, because you got to buy groceries constantly. because they eat constantly, okay? And you remember being young when your metabolism was just running wild, and your mama be like, well, stop eating up all the food. Yeah, their metabolism run wild. It ain't changed. Yeah, so, I mean, you constantly buying food. You got to buy clothes here and there, that and this. But, and then not to mention the schools nowadays making it where parents got to come out of the pocket for damn near everything that happened at school. I mean, they got some states where you actually got to pay for your church, your son to play football. And this is a school, regular public school, but you got to pay money for him to play football. So all of that stuff is changing. Yeah, I mean, stuff is changing. Yeah, man. They trying to rip a new asshole when it comes to money. I mean, you got to literally come out with money, not to mention the little ignorant dumb things that they're going to do where you got to come out the pocket. You know, you get insurance, but then you still got to take it to the dentist. Like, okay, like my daughter, she went to the dentist last week, right?
Mm.
To remove two wisdom teeth, even with our insurance, it's going to cost $800.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, no, let me take her to my dentist and see if they charge the same much, because you ain't finna just get one price and then tell me that that's what it is and I got to come out of pocket. It's not happening.
Well, I can understand, you know, recurring expenses, but $200 a week, that's, as you said, $800 a month. And even when the kid is 16 years of age, yeah, I mean, that's the age where they want to, you know, put on the makeup and do all kinds of stuff and socialize, and it costs money. But,
But now, little kids, like I say, little kids, it shouldn't be like that. Because little kids don't, I mean, they pretty much barely want anything. But, like I say, it shouldn't be as much. But like I say, older kids, man, older kids will cost you a grip. You know, but like,
Renee, what do you say? You're raising two children. What do you have to say about the cost of raising children?
Would you say that costs
$800 per child?
No.
Hello?
Per month? Per child? No, not necessarily, but everybody's situation is different. For my situation, and like your stats stated, most men don't get taken to child support. Not spending for themselves, or either they have some kind of public assistance or something to assist them with it. If it's not welfare, because like in my state, you're only entitled to 24 months of, there is no getting benefits, and if you have another child, that child isn't even added to any benefits. So, I mean, welfare is new. Child support, I think how most dads get on child support, even in this state, we're on welfare. It seems like the state, those are the only cases that matter when it comes to the state actually going after fathers, because those states are actually trying to collect whatever's been paid back to them. But the majority of them pay child support. Even if there is an order, they're not supporting the kids. My kids, I'm taking care of both my kids, but their father, he contributes at his convenience. So pretty much me.
Okay, I have to say, somebody is making a lot of racket on the line, and I don't know who it is.
Not me.
So if you could please stop, because it's really aggravating. Sorry, Renee, go ahead. So would you say that it costs $800 per child to raise them?
$800 how often?
Per month.
Per month.
No. Like I said, that depends on the situation. I'm not living in some rich gated community where my kids are in private school. Everybody's child support and fees and all of that's going to be different compared, you know, in response to how they live.
Right. I'm just trying to say that I think that Chris's estimate is a little high.
I got
considering, you know,
two kids. My two kids was $800 a month. I got two girls by the same check, and it was $800 for both of them.
Chris, is that a piece or for both?
No, it was $800 for both of them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Then hey, I misunderstood.
Hey, yeah, me too.
Chris, you got off. You got off good, dog.
Yeah, I know. Prince Montana.
You got off.
You know, $800 for two kids.
That's the shit, dog. That's the shit. You know how much I'm paying for mine? You would never guess how much I'm paying for mine.
12?
Nope.
More?
Yeah.
Damn, you getting fucked in the ass.
Exactly. Exactly. My sentiment is exactly.
I'm surprised you ain't selling drugs. I be selling drugs, boy.
Dog, you know how much I'm paying? You know how much I'm paying a month? $1,500 for two kids.
God. Are you sending those kids to Harvard or what? How old are they?
11 and 5.
Yeah, well, that's about Harvard age now. I mean, if they were really...
$1,500, dog. When that judge told me that shit, it took everything in my body not to stop from jumping across that bench and beating that bitch in the head with that gavel. On everything I love, dog. I was going to jail that day. I was going to jail because I'm like, bitch, is you crazy? $1,500 for two kids? Are you fucking crazy? And on top of that, the bitch makes just as much money as I make. So how you just gonna get?
That is a ripoff.
Shit, I'm like, motherfucker, please.
There's something wrong with that equation. I mean, you need to fire your lawyer and get a new one is my recommendation.
No, I had, you know what? I have
the standards are set on that. The standards are set, so it's not really much he can do. They say the female's income, they say his income,
and then they come to
a medium of what they feel it based on their earnings, those two individuals' earnings, what amount would be the proper amount. It's like a percentage.
Right. They
that would be dedicated towards the kids.
They took her income.
It's a deliberate ripoff. I mean, the whole thing is that people should pay towards support of the kids in a rational way. When you're paying all that kind of money and the law knows that you're not making as much to support yourself after you give the money and they still award the other person, and 90% of the time it's going to be the female, 40 to 50% of a man's salary, it is definitely pro-female, anti-male.
Yeah, definitely. It sure in the hell is, because I'm telling you, if it was left up to me, oh boy, if I had my way, if I could turn into a female for 5 minutes, just 5 minutes,
But hey, part of the blame should be laid on the, you know, like our parents actually, you know, like from the 60s and 70s, how they would, you know, get their freak on and just be gone, not taking care of the child, you know, because you got more guys nowadays willing to be there for their children. Okay, I ain't saying it's a lot, but it's more than what it used to be. But back in the day, man, guys would get a girl pregnant, she's gone. Like, I'm what, 41? Dude, I still ain't seen my daddy ever. Now, my sister, she met him. I don't even know what the dude look like. He could walk in here right now. He just get a bullet. Just like the next person that walked in my house. So, no. I blame the society before me, you know what I'm saying? Because they made it a little harder.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, everybody's supposed to be, supposedly, okay, they're supposed to be brought up with ethics, with rules of right and wrong. Parents generally don't do a good job, in my opinion, regardless of whether they come from the 60s or the 70s or the 80s. But the man does know what the law is like before he does stick it into a woman, all right? And the woman knows, you know, that she can get pregnant. I think on those two points, both men and women should take responsibility for those kinds of actions. I lay it more on the woman than the man, and I say that if you eliminate giving out really high child support to women, there won't be a lot of legs being spread without men being suited up. Okay?
Yeah, I can agree with that.
You know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But what about...
An order doesn't make the guy pay.
Huh?
An order doesn't make the guy pay.
Yes, it does. If he doesn't pay, then he's put on a list. Then he's put on a list, and then he can barely get a job.
That depends on the state you're in. Each state's different.
Yeah, but each state is against the man.
Right. Because if you don't, if you fall behind on your child support payments here in the D, oh, when you get pulled over for that traffic ticket, you going to jail.
You got a bench warrant.
Yeah.
Well, the way it works in Canada is if you don't pay your child support, they take away your license.
Yeah, here too.
They send you something in the mail saying that your license has been suspended, so you can no longer drive. You get caught driving without a license. Well, guess what? Now you've got real problems. And that's only step one. Then after that step is taken, if that doesn't work, then you can be placed in custody. So they will actually go and try to find you. And so there's an entire regime in place to try to collect on the support, because the way it works here is welfare will pay the mother, because of course she has to, you know, support the kids or whatever, but then they will try to recover those funds from the father.
Yeah, they do the same thing here. That's what I mentioned. That seems like the only time, many states, that those seem like the only cases that the state actively enforces the support. I'm not saying every state, but that's what's so different here. Each state laws are so different. And the majority of the states, mother or the parent, the custodial parent that's receiving benefits, welfare, are the ones that are actively, that they actively go after. The others don't.
Okay, so you're saying that there's a difference. Well, see, for example, here, let's say that you got divorced. You're not going to be on welfare, okay? You have a job, you have money and all this stuff, and there's a child support order issued. When you get divorced, you have to sign a piece of paper on whether or not you want, for lack of a better word, the state to monitor the support. And if the woman says yes, she does, the man really has no choice. So you do have a choice here, even though you're not going to go on welfare or whatever, and then all those rules kick in. Now, if you opt out of that, and some people do, and one of the reasons why people opt out is because there's like a 2 to 3 month delay sometimes up front in getting the process going, because the funds have to be given to the government agency, and then from there it comes back to you. So some people do opt out of it, but you don't have to be on welfare to be in that situation. Now, let's say you opt out of it and the guy stops paying. Then you have the right to go to the state, provide all the information and provide proof that you haven't been paid, and they will go after him in the same way that they would if you were on welfare or whatever. But if I can, I'd like to kind of take the conversation away from this, because we're talking more about support. And the people I want to talk about are the women that aren't getting support, and that's a vast majority of the women that don't go to the courts, don't turn to the courts to get support. And you know, where they start having children, they'll have their first baby at 14 or 16, then the next one at 18, and then again at 23, 24, and so forth and so on. I would like to discuss more the whole issue of why it is that all these women are having all these children, and why it is. And really what I think is happening is we're sort of training the next generation to do the same thing, because what they see is what they do. So I can't tell you, I would say probably in 80% of the cases that I deal with, where the mother had a child, say at 14, 15, 16, whatever, her 16-year-old is coming home pregnant. It's like we're almost setting a standard where it's okay. This is just how it's done. And I agree with you, Renee, with respect to, you know, marriage is not a big deal anymore. In fact, this past week, there was a report that came out in Canada that says that only 16% of all people still consider marriage as a viable option. and that the vast majority of people in Canada are no longer married. They're living in common law relationships, etc. So this is an actual trend away from marriage. But at least if people are in, you know, sort of solid relationships, okay, then you've got two parents there, you've got two people trying to raise the child. I guess my concern is what's going on with the women out there that they are continually making the same mistake. What are we teaching women today? And well, why is it as a society that we seem to be sending the message, well, this is okay, I mean, what can we do?
Well, at the age limit that you come up, they're not actually women. They're still children, having children. So they haven't even reached womanhood yet. Even make a sensible decision, they're still children themselves. Now, well, I thought you were talking about like women in their 20s who still do it, because I know women who are in their 20s, about late 20s, and having different kids by different men.
I wouldn't even call them
right.
Women. I still call them undeveloped females. Because I don't think people become fully developed creatures, fully developed men, fully developed women until about 30 anyway. Because in order to become a developed human being, you really have to have experience and you really have to have some sort of guidance. If you don't have the guidance from your parents or from your teachers or from authority figures, then you have to learn for yourself, by yourself. And that means you have to look around the world and you have to be selective in your choices. So if we're not guided, then we have to make those choices, and most of the time, I don't think as human beings, you know, despite our arrogance about our intelligence and our emotional balance, I don't think we're fully equipped to become fully developed human beings until about 30 or even after that, because I remember when I was in my 30s, I didn't consider a lot of people that mature, and now that I'm in my 40s, I don't consider a lot of the people in my 40s or people that I know beyond 40, and certainly not those in their 30s, to be mature either.
Right. It's an individual thing. I agree with you. It's definitely an individual thing. And development, I would agree with you with what you're, you know, speaking of. They're not developmentally to handle a lot of the situations that they're confronted with. And in many cases, I think that's part of the issue. Everyone, in respect to women, that's what we're discussing, women are so quick to desire love. And I'm not saying that no one desires love, because everybody does, men and women. But women want that love. They want to feel the love. And it seems like they're looking for it at an earlier age than most guys would be. And they're thinking the way to get love from this guy is by doing what he asks of them.
And that ain't love.
Okay.
And they think.
Now, we've got someone joining us from area code 914. Can I ask who that is?
Joe?
Yeah.
Stanley, how are you guys?
Hey,
everybody.
Man, what's up?
Hey, not bad, not bad. Are we still talking about, I can't believe we're still talking about that subject again. I think it comes back to the same thing that we've always been trying to do, and I agree with everything that Joe says, responsibility. Women need to take responsibility for the choices they make with men, need to protect themselves and make sure that they don't make babies with men who does not want to get married with men, with them, who does not want to be committed with them for a long-time relationship. No, doesn't want to get married. Let's even go there. Doesn't want to get married with you, do not have a kid with him, period.
I agree.
Well, there you go.
It is.
Yeah.
You know? And if that was the issue and every woman would knew that, every sister, every woman would tell every girl, you know what, if a guy doesn't want to marry you, you do not get a kid, period.
Or even if a guy does want to marry. I know a girl who had a show on Block Talk. And she has two kids, okay? The first one, they're separated by around 7 to 10 years. And both of them were by men, at least one of them, was by a man who promised that he was going to marry her. So they were, either he or both were fiancés. So in a way, I can't blame her, because if these guys lied to her, they're just as much of scumbags as women who want to take men for their money. So
yeah, but Joe, fiancé doesn't mean that you're married.
That's true.
I don't care if the guy asking you fiancé. You could be fiancé for 5 years. I don't care. Are you married? No, you're not. He's fiancé. Don't get a kid.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Period.
Yep. But that's the lesson people have to learn. People have to learn that.
And if you don't want to learn that lesson, it brings out that daddy doesn't take responsibility, daddy doesn't want this, and it brings a kid that is innocent and is losing the best part of two people, which is supposed to be a mother and a father.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, some of the comments that have been made on the show have been, you know, well, you know, guys promise this or that, but let's look at the flip side. What about the situations where women think, well, you know, if I get pregnant, then he'll stay in my life forever? The whole pregnancy trap, which also happens quite often.
I know, that's
he won't.
Bitch.
he ain't gonna
he won't.
Stay in her. Well, they'll be
he ain't gonna stay
be,
for anybody. He ain't
right,
gonna stay.
They'll be linked together forever because of that kid, but he only gonna be in her life for 18 years.
And that's if he's linked. Some of those dudes become so mad they're in that situation, they cut it off with the mother and the kid.
Yeah, well,
so
that's
mad.
His fault. That's his fault. You
I know
mad
it's his fault,
you.
But I'm telling you how it is. I'm not saying it is not his fault, but I'm telling you how it is.
Bruh, you can't tell me how it is because I'm in that situation. I already know. I know what it's like. I've been on that side of the fence. I know what it's like. Check this out. It's sad when your ex-wife don't let your kids call you to wish you a happy birthday because you and her beefed out. The kids ain't got a damn thing to do with it. Let them call me and wish me a happy birthday. You understand me? Because it's that little, however minute that may sound.
No, that's not minute. That's
important. No, it's not minute.
I'm just saying, that may sound minute to most folks. But
no,
to me, it's the little shit like that make me want to go wring that bitch neck. You understand what I'm saying? See, I'm wrong if I call her a bitch because of the shit she do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to criticize the brother when he go off on these foul-ass bitches that be doing that foul shit. You want to criticize the brother, you shouldn't talk about her. You should be a man and just ignore that shit. Bullshit. I'm emotional. I'm saying what I got to say. Damn it.
No, she's a bitch, period.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm saying for you. She is
enough
a bitch.
Said.
There you go.
Enough said. There
she
it is. Damn it.
There you go. I'll say it for you. I don't care. She is
yeah,
a bitch,
you know,
man.
Don't worry about PC. I mean, if I, with me, but I don't know about Taz.
Taz is even worse. Let's anyone go Taz. No. Let's anyone go Taz.
I don't know, but, you know, it's her show. She may not want to, you know, hear a bit.
Joe, you're even worse also. You'll tell the truth also, so that's another part also.
You know I'll tell the truth.
So.
And I
so
tell
it
raw. And when
yeah.
I get my...
And even Lily...
Sean, that is a bad situation, okay, where women will... And women will do that. They will use children to manipulate the man or to play the man. Oh, well, you know, he's not talking to me now, so guess what? You're not seeing him. You know, they have court orders when they're supposed to have visitation, and then next thing you know, they show up at the doorstep, and, you know, the woman's gone with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to be on his day, you know.
Right.
I mean, these are all pretty common stories, right? But I like the fact that... you know, we've sort of made the point that women have to start taking responsibility for their own actions. Quite frankly, to be honest with you, what prompted this show was because I'm interacting with a lot of young females and watching how they're making decisions and how they're ending up pregnant one after another. And it just doesn't seem to bother them or faze them. And they can't, and they're not, you know, they're not even in a position to raise their children. It's like they don't care. And then at the end of the day, when they have the children, they've got all these other men coming and going from the house and this and that. Boom, next thing you know, she's pregnant again. What are women thinking? I'm
they
sorry?
They're not thinking. They're not thinking.
They're not thinking.
They're not
thinking. I think that they don't care
probably just more embarrassed to openly discuss.
Look, let's put it. Let's put it down.
How they truly feel about it, but they do need to take on whatever responsibility. People need to learn from their actions, no matter who it is, men and women.
Let's put it.
You know, I think I told the story last week on one of the shows where a little boy said to me that he has so many uncles
coming through the house.
Because they're introduced as uncles. This is disgusting. It is disgusting. Keep that shit away from your children, okay? And how many women are putting the man or the new man or whatever man is in their house before their children? And then, of course, the cycle just ends up repeating itself, as I said earlier, right? Then the daughter comes home. Now she's pregnant. Boom, she's got one kid. Next thing you know, she's got two. Oh, my God. And there's, like, this is a never-ending story. Women, if women are going to constantly say that men are liars and they deceive them and men are cheaters and they're all dogs, which seems to be the prevailing opinion out there amongst women, then why the hell are you still laying down, spreading your legs, and getting pregnant if you already know that going into a situation?
Well, that's
why are you ending up with four, five, six children?
They believe this time will be the one. That'll be the guy that loves them.
Let's make it real, okay? Now, let's not make this PC. This stupidity. Plain-ass stupidity. Emotional imbalance. They're not emotionally balanced to have a child. They're not emotionally balanced to even raise themselves. Because if these kids are 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, et cetera, and they're having kids, they're not emotionally developed human beings, and they're stupid besides. I hate PC. They're just dumbass broads. If you're spreading your legs and your vagina is supposed to be the golden entrance to heaven and you're going to lay it out for everybody and you get pregnant, you don't have anybody to blame but you.
And that's my point. My point, and I think people, what I'm trying to sort of say is I'm trying to advocate responsibility, okay, that everybody has to take responsibility for their own actions. Now, men are not blameless in this. But today's show is focused on women, and it's intentionally focused there because that's where I wanted to focus it. Because at the end of the day, granted the guy conned you, told you whatever, whatever. I've been there. I've heard lies, whatever. But the point of the fact is that you ultimately are responsible for your body. It's like the alcoholic who goes out with his friends. They're all drinking. They say, hey, Joe or Harry or whatever, have a drink, and you have a drink, and now you say, well, it's my friend's fault. They made me drink. They didn't make you drink. At the end of the day, you made the choice for yourself to drink. You knew you shouldn't drink, but you decided to go ahead and drink anyway. And I look at this whole pregnancy issue the same way. At the end of the day, you have the ultimate responsibility to decide who will have your body and who won't. And whether or not you're going to get pregnant, and as I said earlier in the show, this is, ignoring the whole issue of AIDS and STDs.
Yeah.
All this unprotected sex that's going on. Women, it is dangerous. It is dangerous. And you hook up. In a lot of cases, they hook up with guys who already have 3-4 baby mamas. Are you kidding me? And you're going to be special. You're going to be special. You are the one. And, he must love you. Come on, really.
And ladies,
yeah, that's
by this
has his rant.
Yeah.
What?
And ladies, by the same token, also, even if you do sleep with a guy without protection, you still have a choice to think about it next day and go get the pill to stop that. And you have another pill for a week to think about it to still stop it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. The morning after pill, I guess it's called.
You have the morning after pill, and you have another invention that they invented this year that gives you 1 week to think about it and still get that pill, and you won't get pregnant.
So
I don't know what to tell you with that.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much on the women. It's pretty much on it. You can get your lazy, tired ass up out the bed and go get that fucking pill the morning after. And like my man said, you can think about it for a week and go get a pill. Now, I mean, damn.
Yeah, that's what they thought. They said, man, maybe a day's not normal. Maybe a day's not enough. Let's invent another pill that allows our scientists to still make her choice. And they said, yeah, 1 week later,
right.
You got one more week. No. After that, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'll tell you, the law is still going to be against the guy because you know what's going to be? The same old mantra. Well, it's her body. She can choose right up until the 30 seconds before touchdown, or in other words, before the kid is born. And if she has the choice, it's still going to be her body. And I'm tired of that stupid old excuse.
Okay, now, you know, because I don't want to get lynched, I'm going to throw this out there just as a question. We're going to end the show on this question. But here's a question. What do you think would happen if a woman got pregnant and the man actually had a say in that pregnancy and he says, well, I don't want you to continue with that pregnancy, and the woman decides, irrespective, to go ahead and continue with the pregnancy, what if she then had to just be responsible for the child?
You know, it's always been
legally.
My position. Yeah. It's always been my position.
Never.
Yeah.
That would never work.
Well, the law has to change. I mean, even if you sign a contract, it's not going to be binding. So, but that's always been my position.
You see that if a girl says, the guy says no, and the girl still has to assume responsibility, and the guy is free, do not take responsibility anymore because he made that choice. That will never happen. That will never happen.
What were you going to say, Renee?
Every man will be happy, but that's pretty much what happened.
Exactly.
I mean, regardless of a woman
down,
having
right?
a child is not going to make the father support that child.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. If women realize that their bodyguards, namely the law, isn't there to extract money from a guy, I tell you, she will be insisting that the guy rub her up, or she'll be taking that morning after pill a hell of a lot easier than she is now.
But, you know, the majority of women don't seek child support. So I understand we...
Right.
That's true. The majority of women do not seek child support, and the majority do not receive it. Here.
And I have to say that the statistics do bear out what Renee is saying. And again, it is somewhat, I hate to say it, but a class distinction. In the middle class, most women go after the men. But in the lower class, they don't.
They don't
turn to the courts. And I don't know if it's because they don't want to go to the courts, they're scared of the courts, or, you know, what the reasons are. But for the vast majority, they don't go to the court. And so that's it. That's it.
Even though they don't have common sense.
Go ahead.
I say even though they don't have common sense, they can do math. They know nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
And there you go. That's how we're going to end the show today. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. I like that. Next week, we're going to tackle a really interesting subject, racism. Yes, that's what it's going to be.
So join us
next week. Yep. Next week, we're gonna do it. We're going to go there. We're going to tackle the issue of racism. All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody who called in. Thank you so very much. And hopefully I'll see you all next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Later.
Bye-bye.